Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
The time right now is 6:32. It is a Wednesday evening right here on Blake Radio, and you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. Hey, Spice, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody out there? I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's a bit of a break after that heat wave we've experienced, right?
Oh, it's been a wonderful day. A nice little breeze. You don't have to really use your air conditioning too high. Just so comfortable.
It's really such a break. I tell you, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, oh my goodness, it was terrible.
I know. I know.
And, you know, like just being out there one day would cost you to burn and get your whole tan on for the whole summer.
I know. I was out and about, too. I had no business being out there, being, you know, with my situations. I had no business. But if you have to do something, you have to do something.
Yeah, I hear that. That's for real. All right. Well, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day. Even yesterday wasn't too bad. And that goes for the rest of the week. I think it's Saturday that the weather's supposed to be up there again in the late 80s. But hey,
I
we'll
think it's
see
supposed to rain or something one of these days, too, unfortunately.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, look at us. We even do the weather right here.
Oh, my stars. We out of line. Do you think we out of line?
Oh, definitely out of line. Let's stick to what we know.
Yeah, let's do
so,
that.
Oh, my goodness. So Celebrity Row has been going crazy. For another week, Katie Holmes is ruling Celebrity Row. You know, this divorce of theirs, it looks like they've reached an agreement.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they've reached an agreement. So,
that's the civilized way to do it.
Sorry?
That's the civilized way to do it. Don't let it just be lashed out there and everybody's in your business and everybody got to tell you what to do. It shouldn't be like that. Two people that used to be in love that has a child should come to a compromise and work it out. You know what I'm saying? Rather than just having all this gossip and all this stuff. It's crazy.
But the whole thing behind the agreement is because, you know, Katie Holmes has been exposed a lot to Scientology. Now, the whole people are saying that, you know, the whole thing is because of Scientology, and she didn't want her daughter growing up to be being exposed to this religion. And, you know, they say that that is the core of the whole divorce. Now, remember, she was with this guy for many years. Well, not many, but like 6-7 years or something like that. So she has been exposed a lot to this religion. You know, to Scientology, where she knows a lot. So the thing
she knew,
is,
she knew what she was getting herself into. But the only thing is to my knowledge, I don't think that they discussed it. Like, okay, if we were to have a child, in what direction will the child go? Like, how would you want to raise your child? They should have talked about that in depth. Until they, you know, said, well, listen, well, if it's got to be this way, well, she should have said, I'm not going to have a baby because I prefer my child not to be whatever. I don't think they discussed it enough.
You know, the thing is, during the week, you were hearing so many stories about how their relationship actually began. You know, when he divorced Nicole Kidman, because she was a staunch Catholic and, you know, she wasn't hearing of this religion. Yes, she said that, you know, she would marry him and, you know, still continue to live her life. But, hey, you know, I guess once when you're living and you're in there, you see that this just can't work. So when their relationship fell apart with Nicole Kidman, they apparently they said that, you know, because all people have come forward, now, allegedly, these people have come forward and said that, you know, they were working in the high priest or whatever they called, the people up who have ranking. So they said that they were actually looking for somebody, for Tom Cruise. Because when you think of Scientology, you think of Tom Cruise. That's the celebrity face behind Scientology. So
well,
they said
the
that they actually...
second in command or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said they actually went out and they were recruiting a wife for him. And just a couple of weeks before that, Katie Holmes had did an interview. You know, she was a young lady. And she said that she's always had a crush on Tom Cruise, and she had posters of him on her wall. And apparently that's where these people in the higher place said, okay, so they found a wife for Tom.
Well,
and that's how they got
something.
Her.
An arranged marriage? American,
you know,
arranged
what, you know,
marriage?
Can I tell you, I somehow believe that to be true. I don't know. You know, this whole psycho thing with Tom, I don't know. Some part of me just believes that, that is true.
So he met her, and bam, okay, I love her.
Well, he arranged to meet her. He summoned her, that kind of thing. Like, he got her publicist's number and told them he wants to meet her. I'm telling
you. Only because of something she said in an interview.
Yeah, because now the high priest people said that this would be a perfect wife for you, Tom. I'm telling you, this is some scary, scary stuff.
Sound like a cartoon to me.
a cartoon, for sure. So anyway, you know, like, I think that the reason why they, let's get back to what we were talking about. Reason why they came to an agreement so quickly is because this Katie Holmes was exposed to a lot of Scientology's secrets. You know, she knows a lot. And with Tom being in the position that he's in, probably exposed her to a lot of stuff as well.
Okay, but
you know?
Can't they work out something where she has to have to keep her mouth shut or else blah, 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 whatever. Can't they work something
well,
out and say, listen, I'll give you what you want and I'll help, you know, I'm going to take care of my child, but you can't say A, B, C, D, F, G or, you know, whatever.
But they never make you think it's like some sort of cult thing because it's supposed to
well,
be
I'm
some
thinking
free
that
religion.
Anyway, but what you going to do?
Because they have an ironclad prenup agreement. Like, that's ironclad. But the Scientology thing, apparently the people up, the head of Scientology said to Tom, because apparently the head of Scientology is a very good friend of Tom Cruise. He was the best man at Tom Cruise's wedding. And he said to Tom, you know what, just come to an agreement with her. So
that makes sense. Why would somebody... Tom should have said
because
that.
Because she would expose too much. Because she would expose too much of this whole Scientology thing. You know, people have come forward and said this whole Scientology thing. It's like pay as you go religion.
Oh.
The higher you get, the more money you have to pay into this religion. It's some crazy stuff, man. Yeah, people are coming out of the woodworks about this Scientology. It's like all over.
So. Tell me something. Who gets the money? Okay, I mean, if you're paying into it, the Most High, the one that started all of this, is that the one that gets the money? And what do they do with it when they
well,
get it? Do
the
they
person
have
who started it? The person who started it actually passed away. The money goes. Let me tell you this. The people like Tom Cruise, everyone who works for him is a Scientologist. Everybody, everyone who's on his payroll is belongs to the church.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
So remember, she had cut off everybody, all the people that, all her bodyguards or whatever, because they're all Scientologists, whatever.
And that makes sense to me, too.
Yeah. Now I sort of see why. She cut all of them off. And you know what they're saying now? Apparently, she's going back to Catholic. This is okay. Katie Holmes breaks away from Scientology by returning to her Catholic roots.
Okay, well, something must have went on in there. That what she said that her daughter was changing. Some her personality or something was going on within her daughter that she
saw. Oh, really?
Yeah, that she saw was going on, like some questions or something that they asked her and put her on a machine and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the world?
Apparently you have to do some sort of test where they ask you questions. This is in the whole Scientology thing, and they recorded, and it's like... Yes.
I just don't know.
It is.
Is this particular thing in the dictionary somewhere?
What?
This psychology, whatever this is.
Scientology?
Is it in the dictionary? Yeah, can I look it up and find out what it's talking about?
Well, I guess you can Google it. I mean, like, I try to understand what it is. It's the whole thing of believing the powers you have within yourself, and it's like so deep I can't even catch it. That's how deep it is. But you know, the funny thing is, it just goes to show that in this day and age, there's so many new religions that are coming up.
And I was just going to say, maybe I can make up something, and then, you know, people will be under my wing. And let's see how that rolls.
It's crazy. There's just so many new religions coming up. There's also this religion. It's called Mother God. Have you heard of that?
No, ma'am.
Girl, they believe God was a woman.
Well, I say that when I'm joking sometimes. I'm like,
No, they like seriously. Apparently, it's all come out of North Korea. Like, they have a church. It's all over. It's here in the USA. It's in New Jersey. It's everywhere. It's a couple of hundred years old. But they actually believe that God was a woman. And there's just a lot of crazy stuff.
It is. I can't grasp it. It's only one God, you know, so they can call it whatever they want to call it. It's only one higher power. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know. Everybody else might not. There might be some atheists out there that don't even believe at all. But one higher power. That's all I can handle right now.
I know, right?
Wow. But listen, what's going on with Kanye and girlfriend? The KKs. What's going on with the KKs?
Oh, God. So apparently he appeared on... Keeping Up with the Kardashians this week. It was his debut. And they kind of look cute together, you know. It's so funny.
I kind of like those two weirdos together. They may
I'm
work
so
this
not
thing.
Into them. I'm so not into them, but they look
kind of
cute.
I think they belong together.
Yeah, they both have.
Both of them
know.
Are not right. You know what I'm saying? So
I
two wrongs might make a right in this case.
I hear that. Also, her ex-boyfriend, well, the beginning of the week, they were saying that, you know, that he got a girl pregnant, and the girl went on, she told her lawyers that she's pregnant, and Chris is the baby daddy. Now, she's not pregnant.
I always wanted to have money. You know what I'm saying? But the last thing I wanted to do is to be cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. These people with this money has lost their ever-loving mind.
That's for real.
They got issues and problems and situations. Issues and problems and situations.
Apparently, there's no baby. So Chris can breathe a sigh of relief. I'm sure he was climbing the walls.
What? No, I'm he sure. was.
I'm sure he was climbing the walls.
If
hey, you know, also.
You know, clap your hands.
Yeah. You know, also, you know, it was the women's Wimbledon final, and Serena Williams had won, which
mm-hmm.
was, oh, my God, it was such an excellent match. I know you're not into tennis like that, but I totally
Oh, I like
am.
It, but I just didn't, I didn't see it. I like it. I used to
you,
play
you
it when
like
I was.
You like tennis?
Back, yeah, I used to play it when I was in Alabama.
Bro,
yeah,
I
my sister had, had a tennis court in her yard, and I used to be over there all the time playing with her.
Oh, me too. I also used to play when I was younger.
Yeah.
So anyway, she won the Wimbledon. It was so good for her. You know, she had a rough couple of years because, you know, she was sick and she had injuries and she didn't know whether she would ever be able to play tennis again. And she
mm-hmm.
came back triumphantly and she won the Wimbledon 2012, which was
good for
excellent.
Her.
And then her and her sister, Venus, went on to win the doubles championship, 2012
oh.
Wimbledon. So they had a great Saturday. And then last week, Sunday, was the men's finals, and that was won by Roger Federer, who, I tell you, it was such a good game right until the very end, because the guy that was actually playing, his opponent was this guy called Andy Murray. So
mm-hmm.
he was representing the UK. He was representing.
Oh, yeah. They said they never won before, right?
Yeah, and the last time they won was in 1937 or something like that.
Wow.
So I tell you, the pressure that was upon this guy, he was doing so well. He gave Roger Federer such a run for his money. And, you know, tennis is really a mental game.
Yeah.
It's really mental because once you make one mistake, it all goes down from there. If you can't recover and get back up and keep your cool, I tell you what, it's just downhill from there.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah, so that was very interesting. Very nice match. And also, oh, my goodness, Celebrity Vote. Oh, man, what about this show, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Oh,
I tell
please
you,
don't talk about that. Please don't talk about Stevie J because I just want to hang him personally.
Who?
Stevie J.
Yeah. Oh, you know
I don't
it?
Like
oh, my
dude.
Goodness.
I don't like dude. I don't like him.
So everyone on Facebook is talking about this. Like, it is such a disgrace to have a show like this on TV. What are the kids learning? Like, it's such a diss to black people. Like, oh, my God, what has TV come to?
I hope that they hurry up and take this dilapidated show off air because it's making no sense. These people, I mean, they're kind of country. Not. I'm from Alabama, don't get it twisted. I mean, but this girl that's beside this Stevie J, I
mm-hmm.
can barely understand what the heck she's talking about. Who can understand? What language is she speaking? Can somebody please tell me?
She is, she's from down south, but she's Spanish. So she has a Spanish down south accent.
Well, she's talking like she got something in her mouth. I wish she would take it out so that we could understand what the heck she's saying.
So, you know, this is my thing. If people continue to watch the show, they can see that there's a demand for it because they can see that it's getting good ratings. But the more people that protest the show,
it's
turn it off, not watch it.
It's more younger people that's watching
I
this
know.
Garbage than we are. And, it's, you know, it's a lot of them, and it's only a little bit of us.
Well, if we just let's not watch it. But I tell you, that show has got Facebook lit up because people are just like all over, like, ew, no way, no way.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So Celebrity Vote has been crazy. And that's just some of the things that are just going on. You know, we need a whole hour for celebrity gossip.
For celebrity gossip, because right?
The time that we have for celebrity gossip is just too little. It's just too little. It's crazy. Also, oh my goodness, Mike Tyson was on Watch What Happens Live.
Wow.
The show on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, this dude is crazy. Mike Tyson, oh, my goodness. He speaks kind of funny, too. I never knew that.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one.
Like, yeah, he speaks funny. I was like, oh, my God. Like, he talks like that? I just want to expect him to talk the way he does. But anyway, it was so nice to see him.
He talks for a big guy. Does
yeah.
he talk like squeaky, wimpy like?
He, and he's so playful, like. I just wouldn't expect that to be him. Like, I would expect, like, you know, a knockout voice for a knockout punch.
Yeah, one of
but it wasn't like that.
Voices.
No, he doesn't. He totally doesn't have that voice.
Mm-mm-mm.
But it was crazy. It was crazy. Anyway, you know, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And we're going to be talking about Between Our Stars.
Okie dokie.
The time right now is 6:55. It is a Wednesday evening right here on Blake Radio, and you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. All right, Miss Spice, I tell you, there's so much gossip going on. Up until right now, you know, they're just talking about Katie Holmes all over.
Wow.
It's crazy. It really, really is crazy. All right, you know, we're going to give you the short versions of our stars today, because today we're discussing dreams, something which is very interesting, but, you know, we're going to get there in just a couple of minutes. So anyway, this is the month for Cancer, which is also known as the cutie. So I'm going to give you the naughty quick version. It says, Cancers are known to be the most amazing kisses. They have a very high sex appeal. They're great in bed. Their love is one of a kind. They're very romantic. They're the most caring person you'll ever meet. Entirely creative. Extremely random and proud of it. Spontaneous. Great at telling stories, not a fighter, but will knock the lights out of you if it comes down to it. Someone you should hold on to. Wow. So that's what they saying about our Cancer friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I know some Cancers.
You know some Cancers.
I think I'll keep them.
You got jokes. All right, you can keep all the Cancer people you want.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, so, you know, we're going to be talking about dreams today. You know, some people are like, dreams? What do you have to say about dreams? I tell you, dreams have existed way back from Jesus' days.
Yeah.
From, I think, even before Jesus' days. People, it's so interesting. You know, it's like living a whole another life, having a dream.
I know, because ironically enough, I had a dream, and I don't dream too often. And before my mom passed, she used to dream, but her dreams used to come true.
I'm going to correct you on that.
Come again.
I'm going to correct you. I'm going to correct you on that.
Okay, go
you
ahead.
You do dream. You just don't remember your dreams, but
yeah,
everybody
true.
Dreams.
Yeah, but it makes me sick when that happens. So I just dismiss them because I should.
Okay,
to
so
me,
go ahead.
I think I should be remembering them.
Are we going to talk about all that coming up a little bit later?
Okay, that's good.
So go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me what you were dreaming or whatever the case was.
Oh my goodness, this dream was so weird. As a matter of fact. I have to go get what I wrote down because I had to write it down because it was just in the middle of the night. It was like 3:20 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I said, while it's here, I just got to get all the way up, sit up, find a pen and a piece of paper, and write this stuff down. And I did. So when I get it, I'm gonna read it again, and then I'll be able to tell it to you all over again.
Well, you know, this is going to be a two-part series. There's so much to talk about on dreams. We're going to keep on discussing it for next week as well.
Okay.
You know, people might say, oh, my God, what do you have to say about dreams? But until you go into the study and just look at the whole thing on a whole, you'll be like, oh, my God. This is some interesting stuff. It's really, really interesting. I totally got into it a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, oh, my God, like, what is this about? So listen to this. Some dream facts and tidbits. 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping. Can you believe that? 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping.
No.
In an average lifetime, you would have spent a total of about 6 years of dreaming. That's more than 2,100 days. So, like, that's a lot of dreaming. 6 years of dreaming. Can you believe that? And it goes on to say, yeah, everybody dreams. Everybody. Simply because you do not remember your dreams doesn't mean that you did not dream. In fact, you have several dreams during a normal night of sleep. Now, that part shocked me. Because how often is it that you only remember the one dream that you had? And probably that was the last dream that you had. But before that, you have several dreams for just one night. on an average, you can dream anywhere from 1 to 2 hours every night.
Really?
Moreover, you can have 4 to 7 dreams in one night.
Oh, man.
Now, this is some interesting stuff.
It sure
goes
is.
On to say, listen to this. Even blind people dream. Can you believe that? Where the visual images appear in their dreams depend on whether... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh. It goes on to say, even blind people dream. Whether visual images appear in their dreams depending on whether they were blind at birth or became blind later on in life. But vision is not the only sense that contributes to a dream.
Exactly.
There's
now, I was
sound,
just getting ready to say that. Sound,
you can,
and it's in your
yep,
mind.
Yep, there's sounds, there's tactility,
mm-hmm.
and smell.
Mm-hmm.
These senses become hypersensitive for a blind person. And dreams are also based on these senses. So it doesn't mean... Are you there? Like, I hear
something.
Yes, someone.
I am.
Oh.
Huh?
It's just like nothing. So, it you know, they say that there's also sounds you can hear. I mean, you can hear sounds. You can imagine to be tasting something. And that's crazy. That, I mean, you don't always need to see it, like you can smell it in your dream. That's
mm-hmm.
something else, man.
Are you
that
when, like you're touching it?
When I was doing the research on this, I was like, oh my God. Like mm-hmm. this, I never ever thought that, you know, like blind people, like they say, blind people also dream.
Yeah,
wow.
But isn't dream like a mind thing? It is in your mind, so...
Yeah,
you mean,
yeah.
If you have a mind, you can dream because it's there.
It goes on to say 5 minutes after the end of a dream, half its content is forgotten. And that's only 5 minutes after you dream. Half of everything you've dreamt is forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes, 90% is lost.
Mm.
So sometimes after 10 minutes of waking up, You lost 90% of your dream.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It is.
It goes on to say, men tend to dream more about other men, while women dream equally about men and women. Toddlers
mm-hmm.
do not dream about themselves. They do not appear in their own dreams until the age of 4 or 5. Listen
wow.
to this funny fact.
Okay.
If you are snoring, then you cannot be dreaming.
Oh.
That's funny right there. If you're snoring, then you can't be dreaming.
I wonder why.
Uh-huh.
I guess the snoring is too loud, it'll wake you up.
Something like that. Something is going on with the snoring. You know, and then again, you get all different types of dreams, you know. You get...
Mm-hmm.
Daydream. You get daydreaming. Daydreaming is classified as a level of consciousness between sleep and wakefulness.
Mm-hmm.
Studies show that you have the tendencies to daydream an average of 7 to 120 minutes a day.
Wow.
It occurs during waking hours when you let your imagination carry you away.
I've done that.
How many of us actually daydream? Like, I daydream all the time. But 70 to 90 minutes a day, oh, my God, that's an hour to an hour. That's like 2 hours a day. We just spend daydreaming.
It's daydreaming or wishing on a star.
Yeah, that's what it also is.
Mm-hmm.
False awakening dreams. Have you ever thought that you have awakened, that you've woken up, you've gone about your daily morning routine, getting up, brushing your teeth, eating breakfast, and going to work, only to wake up again and realize that what just happened was just a dream. Now, that one I have never experienced. I have never experienced false awakening dreams. Now, I bet probably tomorrow I'm probably going to have a false awakening dream. Also,
that wouldn't be considered a deja vu, would it be? Would it?
I guess, like, I think that is like a deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you get lucid dreams. Lucid dreams occur when you realize that you are dreaming. When you're like, wait a second, this is only a dream. Most dreamers wake themselves only to realize that they are dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Other dreamers have cultivated the skill to remain in a lucid state of dreaming. They become an active participant in their own dreams.
Oh.
That's funny. Then you also get nightmares. How many of us have had nightmares?
I was going to ask you about that. Nightmares are not considered a dream. That's totally different.
Nightmares.
That's scary.
It's a dream.
A nightmare
is a disturbing dream that causes you to wake up feeling anxious and frightened.
That's right.
Yeah. Nightmares may be a response to a real-life trauma and situation. These types of nightmares fall under a special category called post-traumatic stress nightmare. Nightmares may also occur because you have ignored or refused to accept a particular situation. Research shows that most people who have regular nightmares have a family history of psychiatric problems.
Wow.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank goodness have lots of nightmares.
I have nightmares. When I see scary things, that makes me a little, feel some kind of way at night, like I'm jumpy. I can't sleep straight through the night and things like that. That's why I prefer not to watch scary stuff.
But you know, the funny thing is, yeah, me too, also. Some people always say that, you know, you should watch scary stuff in the day. I'm like, listen, it doesn't matter when you watch
it. It's still on my mind, that's right. It's still on my mind.
Yeah, because, you know, once the mind is exposed to something, it's there.
That's it, and that's all.
It's there. You can't get rid of it. It's there. Now, there's many sorts of common dreams, you know. There's people that dream. Have you ever heard of people dreaming that they're falling?
Yeah.
I've heard lots of people say that, oh, my God, they dream that they're falling. But they say that if you hit the ground in your sleep, that if you hit the ground while you're dreaming, you're going to die in your sleep.
Mm.
That's what people say.
Oh, my God.
Too much information. Listen to what falling dreams tell us. Falling dreams are another theme that's quite common in the world of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to popular myth, it is a myth, you will not actually die if you do not wake before you hit the ground during a fall.
Oh, my stars.
So it is a myth, people. You are not going to die. Listen to what they say about falling dreams. As with most common dream themes, falling is an indication of insecurities, instabilities, and anxieties. You are feeling overwhelmed and out of control in some situation in your waking life. This may reflect the way you feel in your relationship or in your work environment.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost your foothold and keep up with the hustle and bustle of your daily life. When you fall, there is nothing that you can hold on to. You are more or less forced towards a downward motion without any control.
Huh.
This loss of control may parallel a waking situation in your life. Now, it's so funny because, you know, they say like the different dreams that you have is actually an indication of what is going on in your life.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. And, you know, like we were just saying earlier on, that dreams have been there for so many years, going way, way, way back in Jesus' days, you know, where people have always been interested in interpreting dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where there was a dream, I can't believe who it was, Jacob dreamt that he saw a ladder reaching to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked somebody, I can't remember who it actually was in the Bible, to come and interpret these dreams. And they say that everything that you dream is telling you something.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
I know that people say, like, if you dream of teeth falling out, it means that somebody is going to die.
Wow.
Now, it's so funny because a couple of weeks ago, I had actually dreamt that of teeth falling out, like my teeth were falling out. And I was so disturbed. That actually motivated me on this whole dream show to
mm-hmm.
have this. And I was so disturbed because I was like, oh, my God, I know that they say if you're dreaming of falling out teeth, it means that somebody is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so crazy. Do they say, listen to this, it says, many cultures, including Hispanic and Greek cultures, believe that when you dream about loss of teeth or rotten teeth or teeth falling out or missing teeth, then it indicates that a family member or close friend is very sick or even near death. I was like, oh, my God. Have you ever dreamt of teeth falling out?
No, I can't remember dreaming about that. Thank you, Jesus.
Because they say that, you know, it's actually a lot of women that are going through menopause dream of falling out teeth.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they say that it's got nothing to do with death. It's all got to do with, what is it, the way others see you. It's got to do with your confidence and your appearance because, you know, the teeth is part of an attractiveness on you.
Right.
So I was like, oh, my goodness. Thank goodness it's really got nothing to do with someone dying.
Yeah,
have you also heard that people say that when they dream of fish, it means someone's pregnant?
Somebody's pregnant, yep.
Is that really true?
My mother used to be good for that. But she would have a dream about fish, and she'd get up through the house and go, who's pregnant in here?
And how many times was it actually real?
Well, one time it actually was real. My daughter was pregnant, and she opted not to tell us. And
really?
We didn't find out until she was 5 months because she never showed. I'm telling you, this girl was slim. And she was carrying this baby, and we didn't even know it. And my mom said, I'm telling you, when my mother used to dream, everything came true. So she used to worry. So she didn't like to dream because whatever it was, if she even dreamt that her mother was going to die, she didn't know how. And a year later, her mother did die. You know,
so she was what we also know as a prophetic dream, a prophetic dreamer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Because that's like people
through.
Who can see, like, the future kind of thing.
Right.
It's like stuff that's going to happen, stuff that's going to be coming to you before it actually is put together.
Right. Like I was reading about, remember we read something about President Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
How he had a dream about somebody dying in the Washington. What do you call it? And he dreamt about himself in actuality.
Oh wow!
And a week later, he was assassinated. He even dreamt,
And he was walking around. He heard people crying in the White House, and he heard all of this different stuff going on in the White House, and people were mourning. And he actually, he went into one of the rooms, and he seen two soldiers up there by a coffin that was wrapped up, and they couldn't, no face was showing. So he asked the soldier, like, who is this, and what, you know, what is it? And he said, who died? And they said, the president. And then I guess he just might have walked away or whatever. And then it was him that he was, all of this was happening with himself. He predicted his own, he knew about his own, well, he didn't know that it was him, but in essence, it was him that he dreamt about.
That's crazy. That actually, like, behind all these dreams, it's really, really, it's something. Like, whether it's your subconscious telling you that something is going on. I know, you know, it's so funny because, like, sometimes I would be sleeping. And have you ever slept and then felt your body jerk that it actually wakes you up?
Yes, all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially since I came over in this direction.
I sleep sometimes and then my whole body jerks. And I was like, my goodness, like, what is this about?
My God.
You know, and, lots of...
I was going to say, you know, back in the day, I went to see, again, my mom told me not to go see it, but I went to see it. But, you know, I went to see Rosemary's Baby. Did you ever see that?
I don't even know what that is.
Rosemary's Baby is a movie. I forgot her name that was starring in it. She played such a good scene in this thing, but it was scary as heck. And every time I used to jump for like months after I seen that picture.
Wow.
So I think it's when something is deeply, deeply on your mind, or you getting ready to dream, or it seems like, and then you jump and it wakes you wake up before you even begin the process.
I think that it's something that you're dreaming in your dream. But you know the funny thing is, when that happens, I can't remember what it was that I was dreaming. Like when I'm suddenly awoken by a dream.
Me either. I don't even realize that I was dreaming.
My point, I didn't even know I was sleeping. You're right. I didn't even know that I was sleeping. I just feel my body jerk so hard, and it's like I feel like I've had a minor heart attack. My heart
was
racing.
I know,
you
can give your own self whiplash.
I know, right? Oh, my God, that happened to you, too?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm wondering, like, what was it that I was dreaming that had me like this? It's crazy. It is so crazy. You know, they say lots of the time people they forget what they dream.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You know.
You
should, they say the things that you should do is go to bed, like if you really want to know what you dreamt of, go to bed at a regular, like a time, like form a pattern. You know,
mm-hmm.
if 10:30 is the time you're going to be going to bed, go to bed at 10:30. And when you form a pattern, that's when you actually begin to remember your dreams. Go to bed at 10:30, wake up at 6:30. And they say that, you know, you should always have a pen and paper near your bed.
Absolutely.
So when you wake up, you can remember your dream and, like, wake up and write it down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you wake up in the morning or whatever the case is, you know what you dreamt.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that you should go to bed with a clear conscience. Like, don't make your mind be racing 100,000 things.
How to do that? Where is the expert that can tell me how to do that?
Girl, just close your eyes, put all that BS of life out of your head for a minute, and sleep.
You just don't know
how
I try. You just don't know how I try. It wakes me up
just
thinking about all the chaos.
Like Nike says, just do it.
Okay, I'm going to just try. That's
try.
All I can do. I can just try.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap things up about dreams. Maybe we can talk about one more very common dream we have, and then next week we're actually going to be asking our listeners to tell us some of the dreams. I actually have some people's requests on dreams, which we'll be discussing next week. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Check out Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best, featuring entertainment, sports, nutrition, Africana studies, holistic healing, and celebrities. Listen to Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best. Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
Michelle, the time right now is 7:26. It is a Wednesday evening right here on Blake Radio, and you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. There was music by Deborah Cox, and the song is called Did You Ever Love Me? And today we're talking about dreams, 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 dreams. Yes, they can even come true. And, you know, we were talking about different types of dreams and how far back dreams actually go. And an interesting fact is even blind people can dream. Now, that alone had me. Because, I mean, I never ever thought that blind people could... I know it sounds really stupid, but I guess that would be
I would just say, as long as they got a mind, I think they can dream.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. You know, we're going to continue this with next week, where we're actually going to be talking about different dreams that people have had, whether you dreamt of a situation you were in, whether you dreamt of a dog, whether you dreamt of a cow, a cat. And speaking of a cat, let me tell you what it means when you dream of a cat. Oh, my goodness, it's 7:27. We have a very few minutes left. It says that when you dream of a cat, to see a cat in your dreams symbolizes an independent spirit, feminine sexuality, creativity, and power. It also represents misfortune and bad luck. The dream symbol has different significance depending on whether you love for cats or not. A cat could indicate that someone is being deceitful or treacherous towards you. If the cat is aggressive, then it suggests that you are having problems with the feminine aspects of yourself. If you are afraid of the cat in your dream, then it suggests that you are fearful of the feminine. The dream may be a metaphor for cattiness or someone who is catty and malicious. If you see a cat with no tail, then it signifies a loss of independence. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to dream of cats. Take that away. I don't want to dream of no cats. Wow. To dream that a cat is scratching you suggests that you are feeling threatened. To see a black cat in your dream indicates that you are experiencing some fear in using your psychic abilities. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to dream of cats. No, let's just dream of something happier, or some flowers, or roses, or daisies, or running in a bush or something. I don't want to dream of cats. No, 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 no. All right, till the time right now is 7:29, and it's time for us to sign off. Sugar and Spice Show, Sugar, Spice, for us, what do you have to say?
Listen, I still say, don't forget to register to vote again. Please go register to vote again. It's very important that we all get together, stick together for November's vote. And have a great week.
From the Sugar and Spice Show, we'll be seeing you, next week. And we hope that we are able to tell you all about dreams next week. So stay tuned. We're going to be, I have some people that have asked me to interpret what does it mean to fall in love with someone from, if you fell far away from them. Someone asked me about dreaming that they're flying. We're going to be discussing that all next week. So come through, stay tuned. From Sugar and Spice, Sugar, me, that's it. See you next week.
Okay.
Sugar and Spice. Right of the right. Never had a feeling so nice. No, girl, I wanna tell the world. I found me a girl, sweet as a sweet. That's how I feel. Never had a feeling so real. No, girl, I wanna tell.